This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I came up with in treating myself, essentially, who never had to sleep at any time, never had to, like all youth. I mean, you guys are probably like that right now. Never had to eat, wash my food, eat anything at any time of day. This was a great time that I never knew was a blessing. It'd be 11 at night, have a cheeseburger, nothing happens. Just stay up until 2 in the morning, wake up next day as if nothing happened. Never drank water. And at a period of time, once I got into knowledge and entered the PhD program and was studying and doing dhikr 20, that's all I did for a period of years. I was in England too, so I didn't even have a lot of friends, right? Did not have a TV. There was no internet. There had no Nokia cell phone. And I realized, shoot, this is a problem. Sitting all day, this is a problem, right? But that didn't harm me. But then you hit a wall and it harms you. You start realizing what in the world happened. And you can't handle 5-10 years of bad habits and they amass. You can't fix that overnight. It takes a while to fix that. In the process of learning how to fix that, I put together the Avoid Disaster Wellness Program. It's not going to make you an Adonis, but you will guarantee to avoid disaster if you follow this wellness program that I invented, right? All of it's common sense, but it's based upon it's all based upon experience. All of it's based on terrible experiences that probably most guys go through, and I don't know how they struggle through it, but I put my head to it. I'm going to find a solution. These things are tried and tested solutions, right? It involves, the first thing it involves is taking long walks if you can. Just walking, right? Like walking is the first step. I'm not even going to say running, just walking. If you have a treadmill, next time you're watching TV, it's not great to watch too much TV, right? But if it's the only thing that'll keep you on the stupid machine, then do it. Put something on and get yourself a cheapo, any old treadmill, $200, $195, $300, right? A decent treadmill and just walk on it. In the beginning, it's just walk and try to walk a lot, right? Saturday morning, for example, you wake up, pretty quiet day, get yourself a cup of coffee, put it on the ledge there, have a cup of water and the remote. And walk and walk and walk. It'll transform you. And then if you, every day after dinner, you instead of just go get the milk, go to the end of the block and back, right? Quick lap around the block. Just some simple thing. Just walking, walking, walking. Number two, water. I'm telling you, it's secure for your skin, for your hair, for your even your mind. Like when something happens when you're hydrating yourself, even your mind clears up. Water, tons of water, and replace sodas. So sugar is an enemy, right? But which sugar? We're not going to cancel all sugars at once like some crazy people do. No bread, no pasta, no the blah, 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 blah. It's too much. You're already in a disaster mode, and this is the Avoid Disaster Wellness Program. In order to avoid disaster, you got to take it one step at a time. Don't swap out sodas. And you get one exception. You get one exception, basically. When you're having pizza, I think it's psychotic to have pizza and water, right? You ever see how people have pizza and not have a soda next to it, right? You worry about such people, okay? So that's the one exception. So water is the second thing. And how much water? Japanese water therapy. Absurd amounts of water. 4 cups in the morning, 4 in the afternoon, 4 in the evening. I took it out to one of those big ones. I don't even know how many ounces. But one of those big ones, 3 times a day. You're going to find yourself really good. Number three, you try as best as possible to be wrapping things up around 8, make your way up by 9, and be snoring by 10. Amazing thing happen when you do that. Just regulating your sleep. I'm telling you, you're just changing a little bit at every level, right? Number four is a bit disgusting, but it's important. I have to say it for your own benefit. A lot of people, they walk around lazy, tired, and miserable. And one of the reasons for that is that the Western civilization, they don't know a lot of things. They don't know how to go to the bathroom. Okay. They go to the bathroom in such a manner, all right, that it doesn't squeeze out what's in your bowels. Okay. What's in your intestines or your bowels or whatever the biology is going on down there. It doesn't do anything. And then they try to sell you a stool to sit on, no pun intended, I guess, to sit on And that's terrible too. It doesn't do anything for you. It's you sit on it, I mean, and you put your feet on it. It elevates your feet. It slightly squeezes your stomach. Useless. It's useless. The only way is the old-fashioned way. How human beings have been doing this behavior since the dawn of time, okay, is to squat and to squeeze that junk out, okay? Every time I open YouTube one of these days, I see this bizarre advertisement and these people selling you a potion. A gut doctor, basically, coming on TV with an actor or an actress and saying about stuck poop and how it bloats you. It makes you miserable, and that stuff could actually, believe it or not, start if you have any weakness in your lining of your body inside. If that stuff starts to ooze out bad chemicals, that's where you get your pimples, that's where you get your skin reactions, and that's what you get all your problems from. So once a day, you got to do this. Once a day, and how do you do it? I don't know. Don't ask me about that. Okay, be that cave. You figure it out, right? How to do it, because we don't have the toilets for this stuff, but you can find your way to do it, right? Now, if you're under the age of 35, none of this really matters to you, but it's gonna, okay? So you better off get ahead of the curve. The next one is that it sort of saddens me to see people with very skinny arms and sort of no, and like they're concave almost, right? The chest is like concave, right? It saddens me because the solution is so easy, right? If a person was to simply do just 10 push-ups a day, you know what that is? It's essentially not much, right? But it at least will give you something, right? It'll give you something, right? At the least 10 push-ups a day, right? And this is, remember, the avoid disaster diet. You're not going to be an Adonis after this. But in every realm of your health and wellness, you won't have a disaster. And that adds up to a healthy person. So I'm not even going to say push-ups, sit-ups, and flutter kicks, because that covers your whole body. You do that, that covers your whole body. I'm not going to even say that, because that's too much at one time. It's just push-ups, right? Just if a person does, what did I list? 4 or 5 things. Just these 5 things on your fingertips. Walking, drinking, sleeping right, waste disposal. Waste management, which is to give it a sophisticated name, and push-ups. This doesn't even take time. It hardly takes effort. All right, so that is the Avoid Disaster Wellness Program. Do it in a year. Firstly, you're right away, in 2 weeks, you're going to feel amazing. Even less than that. With the sleep, less than that. But you will feel amazing. Within a year, you'll be a different person. You'll be a different person.